Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:09, Friday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Welcome to the show. On tonight's program, Governor Snyder says we need to focus on reducing crime in Michigan this year. But what will it take to do that? And what can the state do to help the Lansing Police Department? I'll ask Police Chief Teresa Szymanski. And the Michigan Health Insurance Exchange, it's going to move ahead, or will it? Lawmakers appear to be delaying implementing it until after the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare. I'll talk to a group that's on one side of the pending website that's at the center of the debate getting national attention. But first, Michigan businesses starting 2012 without the dreaded Michigan business tax weighing them down. So what do they want to see state lawmakers doing next? The man who has that answer is Rich Studley, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program, Rich. How are you tonight?
Thank you. Good evening. It's been a good week.
Have you been on the roads tonight? How are things looking out there?
I had meetings last night in Coopersville and today in Ludington. Snowy, a little slippery, but if you slow down, it should be okay. Traffic's heavy.
I see. Well, we'll see what we're in for later this evening. So let's talk about what the business community wants this year. I guess it is no secret that eliminating the personal property tax is at the top of the wish list. But what about local governments that do rely on this revenue? Aren't they going to take a major hit if that does in fact happen?
At the Michigan Chamber, we're member-driven and policy-focused. It is small business owners, medium-sized companies, major corporations throughout the Lansing area and across the state to set our legislative priorities. So I wouldn't call it a wish list. We're pretty determined about being a strong advocate for our members, but we do want to work with the governor and the legislature to make sure that if we move forward with personal property tax relief, that we do that in a way that is responsible and in a way that makes we want to make sure that cities especially can continue to provide essential services. So I think there is a way to gradually phase out this tax. It will make Michigan more competitive for jobs. Most of the states that we compete with for jobs in the Midwest and in the Northeast either do not impose a property tax on business equipment and machinery and furnishings, or they tax it at a much lower rate. So we think a good place to start would be to pick a date in the future and start to gradually phase out the tax, leave the tax on the tax rolls for all existing property, and have it only apply to new property where employers are investing in equipment and creating jobs.
And how much money would that save businesses and potentially cost municipalities? Because I guess the real question is, what would replace the property tax before we get to the amount?
The governor and lawmakers have talked about using unexpired tax credits or tax credits that are about to expire in the next few years, tax credits that businesses have used and are being discontinued, or tax credits that were available and businesses did not make use of them. That is a substantial source of revenue that could provide tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars in replacement revenue. And Michael, I want to emphasize that we're sensitive to the concerns of cities, and we want to make sure that we do this in a meaningful but in a gradual, responsible way. I think you're probably looking at a multi-year approach, so whatever is done will be phased in gradually.
In general, does the chamber support getting rid of so many of our tax incentives? I think we have, what, $34 billion or so?
Yes, at the Michigan Chamber, we believe that the best tax is one that has a broad base and a low rate. It's interesting that there are a lot of individuals and groups that talk about tax credits in negative or disparaging ways as tax breaks or tax loopholes. These are decisions that are made by the legislature. Lawmakers can review them on a regular basis, and we're okay with that. For example, at the Michigan Chamber, we thought that the film subsidy was very expensive and that it's better to have a tax system that's good for all employers instead of picking some at the expense of others.
Now, the idea of getting rid of the personal property tax comes right in the heels of the elimination of the Michigan business tax. The break was apparently a $1.6 billion tax cut. And, of course, that has caused a major divide between Republicans and Democrats in the way that the approach was taken of taking the cut all at once. When it comes to the amount for a small business in Michigan, in terms of the tax reduction it's going to have this year based on the elimination of the MBT, what does that really look like?
It will vary greatly from one employer to another, depending upon their size. But I spoke last night with business people in the Coopersville area, almost all small business owners and medium-sized companies, and they complained bitterly about the MBT. Many small businesses and medium-sized companies under the old tax had a 10, 15, 20, 25, even 50 or 100% increase in their tax liability, especially when they have the 22% surcharge on top of the tax. So the old tax system was very burdensome, very complicated, very unfair. And most of the tax relief, contrary to what you might read in the papers or hear on radio or television, is not going to rich CEOs or big businesses. Those are kind of the negative terms that are being used for our leading employers. Most of the tax relief is going to help small businesses and medium-sized companies. Those are the ones with the greatest potential for growth, and in many cases, they're the ones who will be creating a lot of the new jobs going forward. So this shift in taxes was not a windfall for big business.
I'm talking to Rich Studley, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Now, Rich, one thing that is clear is that the larger public in Michigan isn't very happy with some of the changes the governor and Republicans made. Polls are showing that they've both fallen dramatically in terms of their favorability. Do you think that maybe for political sake, there should be a breather taken this year, considering it is an election year, before any further cuts to business taxes are made?
Rick Snyder is the fifth governor that I've had the privilege to work with. Especially in difficult times, governors have to make tough decisions. It's not uncommon to see a governor who makes tough decisions, especially in the first year of their term, to see a drop in popularity. I think one of the things we've learned in the business community and one of the things the administration has learned is that we need to be more proactive about explaining problems and proposed solutions. And we have to accept some responsibility for that in the business community to be better about explaining results. With the business tax relief we're talking about, these companies are using it to maintain their workforce, to provide pay increases, to pay for benefits, to invest in new equipment, and to buy new land, to expand facilities. I visited a company today that is substantially expanding its manufacturing operation in the Ludington area, a small company that's on its way to a medium-sized company, but in the Ludington area, will already employ several hundred people. That's a lot of jobs for smaller communities. So we have some explaining to do, I think, to help get the word out that as employees and employers, we're all in this together. No employers means no jobs. And the best way we can guarantee we've got enough revenue for schools and cities is to have a strong and growing economy.
Well, when you talk about an idea of using tax credits to pay for, to pay for what the personal property tax now pays for, Democrats have a very different idea of using tax credit money to fund the 2020 plan to provide free college education to high school graduates. When it comes to, as far as the business community is concerned, would you rather see money being used to eliminate something like the personal property tax rather than a program like this that would provide education to Michigan students? And is there a real benefit to the business community in putting a lot of money into education in Michigan?
There is a benefit to the business community. There's a benefit to all of us to have students who graduate from high school are ready to enter the world of work or go on to get an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree. So the business people I represent at the Michigan Chamber do value education. I'm not sure that the choice you described is an either-or choice. I think we can improve the business climate for employers and at the same time invest more wisely in education. We have 83 counties in Michigan. We have over 500 school districts. We want to get as much money as we can into the classroom while we work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to reduce administrative overhead. The previous administration talked about doubling the number of college graduates. Michael, I can tell you that as I travel around the state, whether I'm talking to a major corporation or a small business, and some employers are having a great deal of difficulty hiring employees, and they're looking for people who have graduated from high school with strong math skills or someone who has a high school diploma and a license or a certificate or an associate's degree. So it's very important we focus education in areas where there are opportunities for jobs here in Michigan.
Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.